Good morning. And today's daf is daf Ayin Beis, which continues the discussion about the boundaries of Bavel. We know there was a tradition that Bavel was the best in terms of yichus, that a girl from Bavel, that was a girl you didn't have to worry about, mamzerus, and slavery and Gayim or Shtuki, a Sufi, because when Ezra left Bavel, he made it Kesolas Nakia, he made it like a clean, fine flour. So the last thing we had seen, as there was a whole question about the boundaries of Bavel on the west. Rav said it was went until a place called Akra de Tulbakni. Shmuel said it went to this bridge, the bridge of Pras, the bridge to Beit Pras, the bridge over the Euphrates. So the Gemara had ended yesterday's daf that Abaye, some say it's Rav Yosef, used to curse the idea of Rav, that it went all the way till Akra, the Tulbakni. So the Gemara says, if you're upset about Rav, Shmuel was, if Abaye was upset about Rav, he should have been upset even more so about Shmuel, who spoke about this Gishra, this bridge to Beit Pras, because that's even more south. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe he was upset about both ideas. And the other idea of Yiba Yisema, he was upset about Rav's idea, but not so much about Shmuel, because Gishra de Beit Pras, the boundary that Shmuel had mentioned, the Tatoi Havikoi, was more north than Akra de Tulbakni, and therefore he wasn't upset that they were, you know, they had such large boundaries. Now, we were asking the question because we know that this bridge is further south than Akra de Tulbakni, but that's because they moved the bridge. So nowadays, they've moved it down. So for us, we're saying, well, if that's the place, certainly Abaye should have been upset about that. In the days of Abaye, it wasn't that the Persians have moved it further down, but then it wasn't so far down. Amar le'Abaye le'Rav Yosef. We're on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi told Rav Yosef, "Hai gisa de pras ad hecha." This is all about the discussion of the boundaries of Bavel in the southern boundary. Till now, we've been talking about. So now he said, "What about on our side of Pras?" Till where? In other words, in the western boundary of what's the western border west of the Euphrates River of Iraq, of Bavel. Amalesi said to him, "My daitech, what's your question? Why are you asking? You want to figure out Mishum Biram, about the town called Biram, whether those people who are on the western banks of the Pras River, whether they are Babylonians, and therefore the people from Biram, you know, are not Mamzerim, etc. They have good yichus." Absolutely. It's not even a question. Miyachse de Pumpedisa, the most prominent miyuchasim families in Pumpedisa. Now, Pumpedisa was where the Talmud Bavli was written. It was one of the major rabbinic towns of Bavel. Mibiram Nasvi, they're marrying women from Biram. So you can be absolutely confident that in Biram, no problems of Yichus. There it's Bavel. Now we learned in the Seches Gittin that if somebody brings a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Israel, so Chazal made it a takana that the shliach, the representative bringing the get, also has to testify that b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. In my presence, it was written and sealed, signed, because sometimes gittin outside of Eretz Yisrael weren't done right, and so we have to hear from this person that it was written l'shma, and it was signed l'shma, and it was done correctly. So the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, though, you don't have that law.
Then the Gemara actually says in Maseches Gittin that Bavel has the same status. Rav said that Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael, so that a get written in Bavel, the shliach bringing the get doesn't have to declare b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam, because we presume that it was done well. There is a lot of Torah scholarship in Bavel. They all knew the halacha that a get has to be written l'shma. So Amar Rav Papa said, k'machlokas l'chuchsin, the same argument that we have between Rav and Shmuel, how large the boundaries of Bavel are in terms of feeling confident that the people from Bavel are miyuchasim and are not mamzerim. Kach machlokas le'inyin gittin. That's the same argument in regards to gittin. So wherever you hold Bavel ends in terms of yichus, that's where Bavel ends in terms of a get. A get from a spot further would need a b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam declaration. Rav Yosef Amar, no, machlokas liyuchs, and the argument is about the boundaries in terms of yichus, aval legitim, but in terms of gittin divri akol, everybody agrees that the northern boundary is ad arba tinyana de gisha, the second swamp north of the bridge. Amar Rami Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba now said another thing about different locations. Chavil Yama, this place called Chavil Yama, I don't know, it might be a beach of some sort, it's a strip of ocean. Tchilta de Bavel, that's like the Tcheles, that's like the fine blue of Bavel there, you know, it's very, very miyuchas. Shunya and Guvya are Tchilta de Chavil Yama, these places, Shunya and Guvya, are the best within Chavil Yama, they're like the best of the best. Ravina said, Af Tzitzora. Tzitzora also is one of these very, very good cities within Chavil Yama, within the coast, you know, within the strip of beach property, I guess. Tanya Namiyachi, we also learned in a Braisa about these places. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Chavil Yama, Tchil to the Bavel. Chanan ben Pinchas said that Chavil Yama, the strip of the lake or ocean, is the Tchelas of Bavel. Shunya and Guvya, Tzitzura, are Tchil to the Chavil Yama, the best of Chavil Yama. Rav Papa said, V'aidna, nowadays, the Arvu Buhu Kutai, that unfortunately in Chavil Yama and in these other places, the Kutim have mixed in, they've infiltrated. Now remember, the Kutim were non-Jews. They came from a place called Kuta. They had been brought to Samaria, to Shomron, the capital of the northern Israelite kingdom, by Sanherib, the king of Ashur, because he was engaged in a whole process of population transfer. So he took out the Aseres HaShvatim and he replaced them with these non-Jews from Kuta. And the Navi tells us that the lions came and started eating the Kutim. So they were very terrorized. So they contacted a person from who used to live in that area, one of the Aseres HaShvatim, and he said, well, of course, it's God's land. God's upset if you don't keep his law. So they converted. But we are not confident that it was a sincere conversion. Eventually, the Gemara says, after the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they discovered that on on Har Eival, the mountain where they celebrate or they do their rituals, there was actually a bird, that they were idolaters, that they were not true converts. Geri Arayo saying, eventually they became considered not Jewish. But during the times of the Gemara, or earlier in the times of the Mishnah, they were considered Jewish. In fact, we saw the Gemara in Psachim, that whatever they keep better than everybody else. But one of the things that they did not keep, because they were never concerned about causing other people to do an Avera. They read the Pasuk, Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol, in a very literal sense, don't make a blind person fall. But the idea that don't cause others to sin was just not part of their tradition. So the Kutim had a lot of Mamzeris issues, because a Kuti guy would go be Makadish a woman, and then somebody else would go sleep with her and do nisuin with her and have children with her. And then the first guy, you know, a couple years later would give a get, you know, because they didn't care. Okay, so he did an avera, so what? That doesn't matter to me. So now if the Kutim intermarried with these people of Chavul Yama, So then Chavul Yam is not great at all, because you've got Mamzerim there, you've got Avadim there, Goyim there. Below you, the truth is that's not true. Kutim never intermarried with this group. It's a Hudubai Minayu. There was a Kuti who wanted to marry a woman from Chavul Yama, Lo Yahavule. They refused to let her marry a Kuti because they were very careful about Yichus. So the Kutim, to take revenge, spread rumors that they had mixed in with Chavul Yama. But this is all a false rumor. Chavul Yama is still a place that is very good Yichus. My Chavul Yama, what is this? Where is this place, Chavul Yama? Amar Rav Papa, Prasta Bursif. It's the city, it's on the river Prat, it's on the banks of the river, next to the city Bursif. How do they translate Bursif?
Bursif,
all right. Yeah, it's hard to know what these places are. Ahu Gavra, there was a man who he wanted to get married. So Amaluhu, he told the sages of Eretz Yisrael, Anam min Shot Meshat. I come from this place, Shot Meshot. Amar Reb Yitzchak Nafcha al Ragla v'Amar. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha stood on his feet and he said, Shot Meshot. That is between the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. So the Gemara asks, "Beinu Naharos Somedes my hobby." Okay, so who cares if it's between the two rivers? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Beinu Naharos Arei Kagola. Between the two rivers, that means it's the heart of Iraq. The heart of Iraq is as good as Pumpedisa itself. L'yuchsin. In other words, you know it's very, very good yichus. Ve'echa kaima, where is Shot Meshat exactly? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's Me'ihi Dekiri Ule'el. It's south of Ihi Dekiri, which is on the banks of the Euphrates River. Ask the Gemara, Aivo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We know that Rabbi Yochanan said that the territory of good Yichus of Bavel is only Ad Ma'abarta de Gizma. Till this place, Ma'abarta Gizma. So it sounds like Shot Meshat is outside of it. So Amar Abayi, you're right. Shot Meshat is further south than Ma'abarta de Gizma, but Ritzua Nafka, there is a strip of land from Ma'abarta de Gizma going down, and in that strip is Shot Meshat. So Shot Meshat is within Bavel, even though the area is around Shot Meshat, because they are past Ma'abarta de Gizma, would not be considered miyuchasim in Bavel. Amar Rav Ika bar Avin, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Ika bar Avin said in the name of Rav Chananel, the name of Rav. There is a river called Chalzon, and then there is an area called Nihavach. Harehi Kegola. These are places, again, very, very miyuchas, like Pumpedisa liyuchsin. Amalu Abai used to say, Lo tzitule, don't listen to this lesson of Rav Ika. The only reason why he's saying that these places are great is Yavamahi Denafale Hassan. His brother lived there, and he had married a local girl. And his brother had died without kids. And he wants to do Yibum. So that's why he says that they're Miyuchasim and they're good Babylonians. But the truth is, it's not an area of great Yichus. Amar Leh, Saravika said, Atadidihi, you think this is my own idea? Rav Chananelhi, this is the lesson of Rav Chananel. So Azil Shailul Rav Chananel, they went and they asked Rav Chananel about these places. Amar Lui said, yes. Achi Amar Rav, Chalzon and Yihavnach. Harehi Kagoli Yuchsin. These places, Chalzon on the river, and the Yavnach are as good as Pumpedisa in regards to Yichus. Upliga de Rav Ava Bar Kahana. Now this idea of Rav is against Rav Ava Bar Kahana. Dom Rav Ava Bar Kahana. Rav Ava Bar Kahana once said, the Pasuk says in Malachim that Sancheriv took the Aseres HaShvatim to Ashur, Vayanchem, Bachalach, Vachavur, Nahargozen, Varemadai. And he led them into Chalach and Chavur, the Gozen River and the cities of Media. So Chalach, so Chalzon, he took the Aseret HaShvatim to this very same place, Chalzon. Chavur is Hadyav, Har Gozen is Ginzak, Arimadai is where you need Mordechai, Hamadan. The Iranian city, Hamadan, was where the Aseret HaShvatim were brought to.
Shushan.
Yes, that's right, but Chavur said, and all of her suburbs. Amila, some say it was Nihavnach v'Chavroseh. Nihavnach in her suburbs. My Chavroseh, which are the suburbs around Nihavnach? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said it's the Krach, it's the large area, it's the large metropolis, which has the cities Mushki, Chuski, and Rumki. Okay, now, if these are places that have Aseret HaShvatim, we know the Aseret HaShvatim were not the most righteous. And they weren't keeping Torah and Mitzvot. That's why they were thrown out of the land of Israel. So if these are where the Aseret HaShvatim are, the Kulam Lifsal, all of these are places where you've got intermarriage and you can't trust that the Jew there is a Jew. These are places that don't have good Yichus at all. So how could we say that Chalzon and Nahavnach the Havnad are great places for Yichus. They're like Pumbedisa. These are places that are terrible. So that's the argument. So according to Rabba Bar Kahana, these are places that aren't good. And according to Rav, apparently he'll interpret the pasuk in Malachim that talks about places that sound similar, not to be these places, some other place.
Is the assumption that the 10 tribes had assimilated while they were still in Israel?
No, when they got to these places. We were sure, this Gemara is sure, that the 10 tribes didn't stay good. They just intermarried and assimilated. We had this in Yevamos as well, that the 10 tribes have basically been lost. Although there's an interesting discussion. Some think that maybe they're supposed to come back, but they've basically been lost, so maybe we should actively go out and convert them. Their right-wing Jews in Israel, who are very worried about the problems of the Arabs in Israel and the population challenge, because if Israel were to absorb Yudan Shomron and annex it, so then they'd have another 2 million Arab citizens, which would make the Arab population maybe 5 million and the Jewish population only 6 million. So the country may become an Arab country, you know, just through democracy. So they're very worried about that. But the right-wingers don't want to give away Yudan Shomron because of the high land. You don't want to show weakness. So they've come up with a solution. They're going to bring all the Aseret HaShvatim back and convert the Aseret HaShvatim so you can have 1 million B'nai Menashe from Bangladesh, 60 million Igbo from Nigeria. You can probably get another 1 million Pathans from Afghanistan. So before you know it, you'll have another 100 million people.
There's no room in the country.
You'll have 100 million people. You just have to MacGyver them all first. They're living in these huts in Africa. They wouldn't mind taking on Torah and mitzvos. And you solved all the problems. You solved the demographic problem. You hold on to the territory, and you become a world superpower.
Sounds very horrible.
Yeah, this is the former chief of staff of Netanyahu as an organization to try to do this. He's trying to bring millions and millions of people that he thinks are from the Aseret HaShvatim. Now, they're not Jewish. He wants to convert them all. And he's trying to train rabbis to send them all over the world to be Magayar, the people, and bring them in, Ethiopians. So who knows? But it sounds like from multiple Gemaras that the Aseret HaShvatim, unfortunately, are gone, that they've assimilated to the point that they are no longer Jewish. So we talked about this place called Mushki. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Mushki is a problem because the Aseret HaShvatim here are there. So Kasalka Data, the Gemara thought that Mushki is Mushkini. Ay, Vamra Pchia Baravana Mashmo Mushkini Are Kagolo. But we know that Shmuel used to say that Mushkini is great. It's like Pompadisa Liuksin. Elamushki Luchud and Mushkini Luchud. Apparently these are two different places. There's Mushki and there's Mushkini. Okay, so now in Daniel as well, we have these places mentioned. Daniel had a dream where he saw the different empires represented by different animals. So the Persian Empire, the Iranians, were represented by a bear. So the Pasuk says in Daniel, Utlas ilayin bepume, and he had three ribs, this bear had three ribs in his mouth, bein shine, between his teeth. So the Gemara explains. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains these three ribs that Daniel saw the Persian mascot chomping on are these places, Chalzon, Hadyav, and Netzivin. So they are, on the one hand, eaten, but yet they're sticking out of the mouth of the bear. Because Pa'amim Bol Asan, sometimes the bear swallows these territories, Pa'amim Bol Tasan, but sometimes they rebel and they are outside of the territory of the Persian. Arei Cheva Achare Tinyana Dami L'dav. Now that second animal looked like a bear. So Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explained, we saw this in Sukkah as well, Elu Parsiim. That's a reference to the Persians. They are called the bear. Sha'ochlim v'shosim kedov, they stuff themselves, eat and drink in a very sloppy and undignified way, certainly compared to the Greeks, like a bear. U'masurvalim kedov, they are very fatty, like bears. U'magadlim se'ar kedov, and they grow hair like bears. Ve'en lehem menucha kedov, and they don't know how to sleep, they don't have a rest, they're always back and forth, like a bear. Rabbi Ami, ki avachazi parsa d'rachiv, when you would see a Persian riding, Amar used to say, Hainu duba noded. Here you have a bear, you know, not being at peace. He's riding on the animal. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Amale Rabbi Lulevi. Rabbi said to Levi, Hareini Parsim, you know, show me what the Persians look like. Amar Lehi said, Domim lechayalo shel beis David. They're very great warriors. They're like the soldiers of David HaMelech. Hareini Chabarin, show me these people, the Chabarin. These were a group of people next to the Persians. He said, Domim lemalachi chabala. They look like the angels of destruction. Hareini Yishmaelim, show me the Arabs, the Yishmaelim. He said, Domim l'seirim shel beis hakise. They wear all black, so they look like the devils of the bathroom. Hareini tamid chacham shebabavel. Show me the Torah scholars in Iraq. Domim l'malachi ashares. Then you're looking like angels. You're seeing angels. Now the Gemara says an amazing story that when Rebbe was dying, he basically was a prophet. He started to reveal all sorts of things that are impossible to know by normal human ways. Ki avanicha nafshi de Rebbe, when Rebbe was dying, Amar, he said, Homanya ika b'bavel, there's the city Homanya in Bavel, kula amonoi havoi. All the people there are really Ammonites. These are Ammonites who converted. They're not kosher. You can't let them into the rest of the Jewish community. Then he said, another place is called Masgarya b'bavel, kula de mamzerihi. They're all really mamzerim. Birka Ika B'Bavel is a place called Birka B'Bavel. Shnei Achim Yeshem Achlif Nishoseim Zulazu. There are two brothers there who swap wives, so there's a problem of Mamzerus there. Birta Desatya Ika B'Bavel. There's this place, Bira Desatya V'Hayom. Today itself, when he's, remember, Rebbe is in Tzipor, he's in Beit Sha'arim, he's in the Galil. He's saying, today in Bavel, in Birta Desatya, they all converted to Christianity.
By the way, why is he saying all this if we learned yesterday that once you're in the soup, you dissolve, yeah. Why is he bringing up the dirt now?
I guess as we saw yesterday, it's not always the case, right? It's like if they came in on their own and it got lost, but if they were forced in, then you are able to reveal it. Eliyahu will reveal those who were forced in. So I guess Rabbi was revealing these secrets. So he said, why did these people in Birta Sakya convert? To Akvi Pira Bakavri Bishabsa, because they used to be Machalal Shabbos. They had a big bin where they were raising fish in the water. And they went and they started hunting fish on Shabbos. Shamtinu Reb Achab Reb Yoshia. So I know that today Reb Achab Reb Yoshia put them all into Cherim. And you know what happened? Yishtamu, they got angry. They all went off and they said, okay, you're putting us in Cherim. We're going to go and convert to Christianity.
How do you know they became converts to Christianity from the story?
Meshumadim. Yishtamu, they became disloyal. They became idolaters. Akra de Agma, Ikra be Bavel. There's this place, Akra and Agma, Akra of Agma and Bavel. Adabar Ahava Yeshba, there's Adabar Ahava there. Hayom Yoshev Bechekel Shel Avraham Avinu, and today he got his bris. Today he's sitting in the lap of Avraham Avinu. So again, this is amazing that Rebbe would know this. He would know the name. He'd know what happens to this little boy. He was with Nevuah. Rebbe had Nevuah when he was dying. So what's the meaning of this Nevuah? So the Rebbe explains, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda B'Bavel. Today Rav Yehuda was born in Bavel. To Amar Mar, because we have a tradition. Kishemes Rabbi Akiva, right when Rabbi Akiva was dying, Nolad Rebbe was born. And Kishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe's dying, Nolad Rav Yehuda is to be born. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda will die, when Rav Yehuda died, Nolad Rava was born. Kishemes Rava, when Rava was dying, Nolad Ravashi was born. The Lamedcha, to teach you, She'ein Tzadik Niftar Min Ha'olam. God doesn't take one Tzadik out of the world. Achenivra Tzadik Kemoso, till Hashem has already prepared and created a Tzadik who will be equal to him or like him to take his place. So when we lose Rabbi Akiva, we already have little baby Rabbi who's growing up, who's going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Shemem, as the Pasuk says, V'zarach HaShemesh, first the sun will shine, and then Uva Hashemesh and the other son can set. Achelokav Sashim Shul Shul Eli, before Eli HaKohen Gadol could die, Zar Hashim Shul Shul Shmuel HaRamasi, you already had Shmuel beginning to serve as a Navi. Shenem, as the verse says, V'ner Elokim Terem Yichaved, the candle of God hadn't gone out yet. Shmuel Shochev Be'echel Hashem, Shmuel was laying down in the Mishkan, and Hashem sent him a Nevuah. Pasuk says, Tziva Hashem li Yaakov, Svivav Tzarav. Hashem commanded to Yaakov, around him are his enemies. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda explained that Hashem commanded the enemies of Yaakov, Ammon and Moab, who live around Eretz Yisrael, that these people are always going to cause problems for us. Kagon Homanya, that's like this city, Homanya, which is a place of Ammonim, where the Ammonim live next to the Jews. The Jews are living in Pumnahara, and they keep causing problems for us, even though we're all in exile. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vayihi ki navi, it was when I was saying prophecy, Platyahu ben Benayahu mate, Platyahu ben Benayahu died, for I put all panai, I fell on my face. For Isaac called Gadol, I called out in a great voice. For Mara, Ha Hashem Elokim, Whoa, God the Lord. So Rav and Shmuel had an argument. What was Yechezkel screaming about? Chad Amar Latova. He was so happy. You know, he was. Not so happy that he was screaming that Platyahu was a tzaddik passed away. Chad Amar. The other one said Lura. He was upset that Platyahu was a Rasha, died in a simple way. He should have died in a very gruesome way. Manda Amar Latova, the one who he was calling out because Platyahu was a tzaddik, ki hadis tandria de Meshan, like the ruler of Meshan, we know, Chasin of Nebuchadnezzar Haya, he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Shalachle, he sent to his father-in-law, Mikule Hashav Yodaitislach, from all these captives that you're bringing. He didn't send me a portion to work for me. Son of Uchanetzar wanted to send me Yisrael, some of the Jews, to work for his son-in-law. Amale Platyahu ben Benayahu, so Platyahu told Nebuchadnezzar, Ananda Chashvina Nekumi Kama Chacha. We who are prominent, we should stay here serving you, the king. V'avdin, but our slaves that you took with us, Nezu Lahasam, let them go work for your son-in-law in Mishan. And Nebuchadnezzar agreed, and he sent the slaves of the Jews to work for his son-in-law, but not the Jews themselves. V'amar Navi, V'amar Navi. So the Navi is saying, Misha Satova be Israel. What a good thing. This person, Platyahu, saved the Jews from having to be slaves of a slave, because to be the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar is to be a slave. So instead of working for the slave of the slave, we worked for Nebuchadnezzar himself. So Yamos Bechatzi Yamav, he should die in half of his lifetime. It's a tragedy. But the opinion that says it, on the contrary, he was upset that he died in this way. Lera, it was midichsiv because of the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vataveo si el shar beis Hashem akadmoni apone kadima." You brought me to the gate of the house of Hashem in the east, that's turning towards the east. V'nei bePesach Hashar esrim v'chamisha ish, and behold, at the gate there were 25 people. V'arebet tochamet Yazniya ben Ezer. He's Azur, that Platyahu ben Benayahu Sarei Ha'am, and I saw these leaders, Yazniyah and Platyahu, Uksiv, and the Pasuk then says, Vayav Yosil Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis, he brought me to the inner gate of Hashem, to the Azara, Vinei Pesach Echel Hashem, and I saw the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash itself, Bein Ulum Vein HaMizbeach, between the altar and between the hallway, 25 people, Achorei Hemel Heichal Hashem. We saw this in Sukkah also. Their rear was to the Beis HaMikdash, Upneihem Kedma, but their face was towards the east. Now, Mimashish Nehem Upneihem Kedma, if they're facing the east, En Yodea Shachweim Klape Marav, so obviously their rear is facing the west. Matam Lomer Achorei Hemel Heichal Hashem. Oh my gosh, Malam Echayim Afriim Atzma. What it means is, they used to publicly expose themselves, umatrizim me'atzmam klapei mala, and defecate towards the Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi was saying, Misha Sarah Zos B'Yisrael, a person who did this to worship the sun, and he was deliberately trying to disparage the Aron HaKodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Heichal and the Ulam. So Yamasal Mitasa, he should just die a peaceful death at age 35. He should have died a gruesome, horrible death. This time, so the Gemara says, I can prove to you the Shmuel Damalara, Shmuel who was saying that Yechezkel wanted this fellow Platyahu to have a horrible death. The Amr Bchia Bar Avin Amar Shmuel, Mushkini Harei Kagola Liyuchsin. Mushkini is as good as Pumpadis in regards to Yichus. Mishon lo chashula. Mishon, there's no problems. Lo mishum avdus. Lo mishum mamzerus. Neither for slavery nor mamzerus. Elo kohanim shayuba lo ikpidu ala grushos. But there's a problem of halalim. So the fact that he thinks that the Jews were never sent to Mishan to be slaves in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, that's a proof that the Jews were not sent to Mishan, and therefore, according to Shmuel, the calling out of the Navi was only, he was upset about it. Maybe Shmuel felt that the Navi was calling out because he thought these were good people, because Platya did arrange for the Avadim, for the Jews, for the Avadim, for the slaves of the Jews to be sent to Mishan, but Shmuel Adame, maybe Shmuel is Lishitaso, that if Platya is getting these Jewish slaves to be sent, that means that all these slaves were being freed. And once they were being freed, so then they were Jews themselves. So nowadays, when you want to marry people from Mishan, you don't have any worries of intermarrying with slaves. Shmuel Tamei Damar Amafkri Avdi Yetzlecheres and Yetzarach Get Shechur. Shmuel, according to his own opinions, who says that if somebody frees a non-Jewish slave, he's completely Jewish. He doesn't even need a shtar shechur. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kasef, slave of a man who's acquired by money. Eved Ish Velo Eved Isha. Slave of a man and not the slave of a woman, but rather what it means like this: Ella Evet Shiyesh Lushus Lerabo Alav Kari Evet. If the master is still ruling over him, he's a slave. Evet Shein Lerabo Rushus Alav In Kari Evet. A slave who the master is not ruling over him is not considered a slave. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Zo Div Rabbi Meir. Our mission is the view of Rabbi Meir. Avol Chacham Omrim Chacham say. Becheska kol haratzos, all the countries, becheskas kashus im omdim, you can presume that the people there are ksherim, and they are okay. Amei marshara leilu ravuna barnasan, amin tzav itza, amin mechoz yasa. Amei mar allowed ravuna barnasan to marry a woman from mechoza, even though mechoza is not within Bavel. Amalei Rav Ashi, my daitach. What's your opinion? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Avol Chacham Om Kol Haratzos Becheskas Ksheres Ein Omrim. Is it because you agree with Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that all the countries are presumed kosher? Ivo Beir Rav Kana Lo Masni Yachah, but in the base medrash of Rav Kana, they didn't teach this. Beir Rav Papa Lo Masni Yachah, Beir Rav Papa, they didn't say it. And Beir Rav Zvid Lo Masni Yachah, the Yeshiva Rav Zvid, they didn't say it. They didn't think that these other countries are okay. So the Gemara says, "Afilu achi lo kibla minei." Even so, Amemar did not accept Rav Ashi's point. Mishum d'shmiel emir Rav Zvid d'naharda, because he had heard from Rav Zvid of Naharda that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is only the view of Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim believe that even the countries around Bavel and all the other countries are also becheskas kashus. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned a brisa, Mamzeri Nesini, the Mamzerim and the Nesinim, the Givonim, Tahorim Lasad Lavo. In the future, Hashem's going to permit them all. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's the view of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir said, no, ain't Tahorim. Torah's not going to change. They're still not going to be allowed to remarry. Amal Rabbi Yossi said, V'alo Knar Nemer, but doesn't the verse say in Yechezkel, V'zarakti Aleichem Ayim Torim Utar Tem? I'm going to throw on you the pure waters and purify you. Amalur be Meir. Meir said, no, Kevin Shu Omar, Mikotum Osechem, Kogulechem. I'm going to purify you from impurity and from your idols. Velom and Amam Zerus. I'm not going to purify you from the status of Mam Zerus. Amalur Biosi said, Kevin Shu Omar, since the Pasuk says, Atayr Eschem, I will purify you. Aviomer Afman Amam Zerus, it's including even Mam Zerus. Bishmalur be Meir. I can understand according to Rabbi Meir. I know that's what the Pasuk says. The Yashav Mamzer Ba'Ashdod, that in the future the Mamzerim are going to sit in Ashdod, they will be isolated. El Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that they'll all be permitted. My Yashav Mamzer Ba'Ashdod. What does the pasuk mean when it says the Mamzer will live in Ashdod? Answers the Gemara, Kedem Metargum Rav Yosef. It's like the way Rav Yosef translated it. That it means Yesvun Beis Yisrael Arochzon Ba'Arehon, the Jewish people will sit secure in their land, and Mamzer means the Havudamu Balanuchrayin, the land that they used to be separated from, like a Mamzer separated from the community, they're going to come back and they will be safe and secure there. Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Alach Rav Yossi, Alach is like Rav Yossi, in the future the Mamzerim are kosher. Am Rav Yossi, if he laughed, Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Alach Rav Yossi, Avahasi Eliyahu Anavi would come, Umapik Minan Tzavrane Tzavrane Kularani, would take out of us groups and groups of Mamzerim who have mixed in with us. So thank God in the future everything's going to be kosher. Good dog.